first shows were, you know, they had a big draw, and we were almost always second fiddle. So, but we were similar in some ways to just the up-tempo shows. Those first romantic rerun shows were pretty strong, but, you know, this one is the bookie, the Iggy five-night show in 1980. And we were, maybe because we were one of the headliners, the bookie got to open Monday night for Iggy. And even though we weren't Iggy-esque in our music, we loved, you know, we still do. But, you know, we opened that show, so we came on before him. And as fun as it was, you know, we knew going in that hardcore Iggy fans for the first show at Bookie that held a couple hundred people were raring to go for Iggy. But we did a short set, and we held our own, but, you know, the crowd was just nutty for them. And we had enough of our people maybe filtered in. So we got a pretty nice response, and it was kind of not just a flash in our memory, but it was a pretty cool event altogether. We certainly didn't get close enough to them. You know, they closed off, and we were so used to, accustomed to back room dressing rooms, which were pretty cool too. There was one upstairs and downstairs, you know, typical inner city type of wire traps, but it was pretty cool. And for that show, it was a different dressing room, and we really, once he got there, couldn't go backstage. I do remember a bottle coming at the stage, and we all ducked. You know, Iggy was very, there's a lot of projectiles at Iggy too, but here, I remember where as we're playing our favorite songs, here comes some debris out of the audience, and we all kind of ducked and laughed.